Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give glory unto your name. You are worthy to be praised. We bless your name, O God. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. You are God, and you are God alone. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you, O Lord. We say you are God, and you are not a man. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. You are God from beginning. You are God to the end. You are God over everything that is in between. O Lord, you are worthy to be praised. I bow before you. We bow before you. We say you are the Lord. Thank you, Father. You are good. You are kind. O Lord, we bless you for your mercy and for your grace. We honor you. And this morning, we are before you, O Lord. We ask, Father, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 7th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to appreciate him for his grace and for his mercy. I want you to honor him for his goodness over your life. I want you to thank him because of what he has done for you. Honor him for his love. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, that the Lord establish a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the darkness of this season. For behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But as for me and my household, the Lord will arise upon me, and his glory shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every appearances of evil over my life this day. In the name of Jesus, every evil language of the kingdom of darkness over this day is cancelled over my life by the blood of Jesus. Every word that is not from the mouth of the Lord over this day is cancelled. I condemn you. You are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare any weapon that is programmed into this day, you will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every language of sickness, every language of infirmity, every language of accident, every language of evil. In this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, I stand on your word and I frustrate every tokens of the enemy over my life. Every tokens of the evil one over my life is canceled. Any form of divination that is spoken into this day, any form of incantation that is declared into this day, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. For there is no enchantment against me, neither is there any divination against me. In the name of Jesus, there is no enchantment that will stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, oh, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me, that they will bear me up in their hands, that as I walk through this day, I will not dash my feet against the stone. In the name of Jesus, the Lord anoints me with the oil of gladness. The Lord anoints me with the oil of joy. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Spirit of the Lord set my feet upon my high places this day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord put upon me the garment of praise and the garment of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord opened his good treasures unto me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare this day that as I appear before the Lord in Zion, that my strength is renewed, that my destiny is reshapen, that my altar is refired. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me, the mercy of the Lord is upon my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Before we go into the scripture for today, I want to take this time to inform everyone, friends and partners of this ministry, that by the grace of God, we'll be meeting this Thursday for a prayer launch. this coming Thursday for a prayer lunch. It's going to be an hour prayer time. We are going to come together and we are going to pray. All we are going to do is to pray and seek the face of the Lord. Remember that this month of September, the Lord spoke to us through the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Now call unto me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which we don't know. Great and mighty things that we have never seen before. The Lord is going to make this month of September for you a month that you are going to experience the greatness and the mightiness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. All that you have to do according to his word is to call on to him. So we are going to come together for a prayer lunch, and it's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. We are going to come together. And let me say this, that this is a separate program from the one we held last month. That of last month is going to come up by last Thursday of this month. So I don't want you to confuse it together. This one that we are having this coming Thursday comes up every second Thursday of the month. Second Thursday in this month of September. Keep it in mind, this Thursday we are meeting at the same venue at Oluwa Damilare Garden, right beside National Open University along Sango Eleyele Road. National Open University is at the back of Tafo Arena. So I want you to hold that in your hand. We are coming to pray. And of course, for those that won't be able to come, probably you will be on the road or you'll be at your place of work. We are going to hear it live. So by the grace of God, before that time, we are going to bring out the platforms that this is going to be heard live, so that you can join us as well to be partakers of the blessing. But I want to say this emphatically, if you have the opportunity of coming, please do appear before the Lord in Zion, so that your strength can be renewed. The Lord bless you. This morning we are going to bless the name of the Lord. Today is Sunday. We are going to appreciate him, for he is God and is not a man. We are going to be reading from the book of Psalm 34, and we are going to take the first 10 verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They look unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The last verse for this morning. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Ha! Bless the name of the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. Read that Psalm 34. Read from verse 1 to 10. If you have the time, read the whole Psalm 34. If you look at that verse 9 and verse 10, you will see that our God is good. The Bible says, the scripture says, oh, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord, you his servant. The scripture now says, there is no want. There is nothing like lack to them that fear him. Verse 10 now confirms it, that the young lions, they do lack and suffer hunger. Lions, as powerful as they are, as majestic as they are, as majestic as a lion is in his strength, they do suffer lack and they do hunger. But anyone that trusts in the Lord, but those that seek the Lord, will not want anything good. God is ready to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory through our Lord Jesus. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Praise his name at all time, all through the seasons of your life, your highs and the low, even the experiences of in between. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank him for his grace over you. Thank him for his mercy, for his good, and for his kind. Thank him for his goodness. I want you to bless the name of the Lord continually. Let the name of the Lord be in your mouth. Let the praise of the Lord always be in your mouth. Bless the name of the Lord. Worship him. Let your soul magnify the Lord. My soul will take its boast in the name of the Lord. My soul will take its boast in the love of the Lord, in the mercy, in the favor, and in the blessings of the Lord. Worship the Lord. Thank the Lord. Magnify the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over you. Honor him for his kind. Honor him for his good. I want you to bless the name of the Lord this morning. Father, we bless you for your glory. We thank you for your honor. Thank you for your mercy over us, for you are good, you are kind, you are a merciful God. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. You are good unto us. O Lord, we honor you. Thank you for the time and the season of our life. Thank you for the highs and for the lows. Thank you for everything that is in between. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Lord that knows the beginning from the end. You know the end from the beginning. You know all that is in between the times and seasons of our life. We worship you. We bless you. And Lord, here we stand in your presence. We ask, O Lord, that you will open the windows of heaven and you will bless us this day. You will pour out upon us your grace. You will pour out upon us your blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. As we appear before you, the Lord in Zion, we ask that our strength be renewed. We ask that our joy be full in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. As you appear before the Lord in Zion, as you appear before him to worship, know that there is no joy that can be compared to that which we are going to experience when we continually appear before him. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord Jesus. He's coming very soon. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful time and enjoy the presence of the Lord.